www.sickandtired.com.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live, do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. I'm your health and lifestyle coach, and this is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that's empowering your health. Thanks for joining us. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Or you can always send me an email. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's kick it off and go with Colleen. Colleen, welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Absolutely, darling. How can I help?
Okay. I am 48 years old. At 35, I just found out that I have dextrorotation to the right of the heart, 90 degrees. I'm incredibly healthy. I work out. I eat good. Now, is there anything that I should take as I age to keep those valves and everything clear and open, besides my fish oils and my other regimen that I'm following through your program?
Well, with the heart itself, I mean, has your cardiologist recommended anything to you at all outside of medication?
I refuse medication. My heart is healthy, incredibly healthy. I've had all kinds of tests. It's just 90 degrees rotated.
Sure, I understand.
But
they
have
did they want you to take medicine? What was their thought on it?
They wanted me to take stuff, and I said if I have a healthy heart, I'm not taking medicine. I also work in healthcare, and I know what I want to do. And I've been in the service. I'm very active. And I have no problems. But I'm just wondering, as I age, what should I do? Increase something as far as the regimen you told me to follow, or what do you think?
Well, here's the thing. When it comes down to a regimen, you always, and this is just my adage with heart health, you always want to go with what your cardiologist says first, okay? And if you want to go with the natural methods, then you still need to let them know, you know, kind of the path that you're taking. I think it's smart, just at least they can document it in their files. I know you're in healthcare, and I know you understand how that works. I think it is important, though, and I think it's more of a respect issue, too. I know you're thinking, well, they need to respect your wishes not to do that, and yes, you're right, they do. So just in the middle of that, realize that that's important, all right? Now, having said that, there's several things that we know that's good for the heart, period. If you just want to talk about good, healthy heart and just from diet and exercise to supplementation, there's a lot of things that we know that are proven, evidence-based, that are really good for the heart. Now, one, exercise. So 30 minutes a day, I think, from all the research I've done, if you can do 30 minutes a day, 4 to 5 days a week, then you're doing great. And do something you enjoy. It doesn't matter if it's riding a bike, walking, you know, whatever it might be. Okay? Now, as far as supplements go, CoQ10 has great research on it. Period. I mean, it is phenomenal. If you do fish oil, make sure you take the oil, not the gel caps. There are very few gel caps that have the quality where the fish oil has not been heated to put into the gel cap that would cause an issue with it breaking down and potentially turning rancid. All right. So that's one of the main issues. Now, the other with supplementation, vitamin E has some really good research, too. Now, people say that have mentioned that it's cardiotoxic, meaning heart toxic. It's really not. Vitamin E has great research on it. The research they've always done is between 400 IUs and 800 IUs a day. Now, provided you're not taking, you said you're not taking any medicine, so I'm assuming that You know, that's why talking to your cardiologist about them knowing the regimen is just good. They can put it in the chart. They know where you what you've been doing. They may not agree with it, but that's okay. You know, it's your body, your decision. And it's okay for you to tell them how you want to do things based on your own choices. It's okay, but they need to know so they can file it, and at least they know what you've been doing. So when you come in 2 years from now or a year from now for a checkup, at least they're up to speed on what you've been doing. All right. So CoQ10, really good. The fish oils are very, very good, and vitamin E. Now, the B vitamins, let's talk about that for a moment, because I'm a big fan of doing everything you can to get the nutrients that you need out of your food. That is a big, big deal for me. Knowing that you want to get it out of your food, I mean, that's a key. So you have to plan very well. You know, it sounds like you're already in that phase where you're planning very well, eating very well. So that's a good thing. But to make sure that you're getting that every single day, I mean, all your different servings of fruits and vegetables, that matters. Planning it out, all the dark leafy greens, that matters. All your different colored vegetables matters. Even eating, now, if you're not much of a red meat person, I am. I think that organic, grass-fed, hormone-free beef, lean cuts of it can be very healthy for you. It contains a lot of vitamins and minerals and nutrients in there that are essential, I think, for great health and great red blood cell count and the whole nine yards, along with vegetables. So you'll see that in my diet, the anti-inflammatory diet that I am a big fan of, the ones in my book. So in the middle of that, for heart health, along with exercise and along with the supplementation and along with a healthy diet, stress reduction, it's a big one. And we just talked about meditation a minute ago, and it's so important to make sure that you rest. And not only just getting rest at night when you sleep, when it's time to go to bed, but, you know, taking that day a week that I'm a big fan of, that there's a book that's really old, maybe about 2,000 years old, that says to rest one day a week. And that's a real big issue for heart health. If you want to go everything natural way and go that route, that's as important as anything else. It really is for overall health. And I'll tell you another one is rebounding. That's one that we don't ever want to leave off. So when you get in your exercise mode, that 30 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day, whatever you decide to do, rebounding, jumping on a mini trampoline is phenomenal. Not just for blood pressure, but for overall heart health. The pumping mechanism that it has is just phenomenal at actually helping with blood pressure related issues. So hope all that helps. And just know this, you know, with a rotated heart, yeah, I mean, technically, I'm sure your physicians wanted to give you something to at least feel like they're managing your condition. But with the rotation of the heart, just protecting the vessels and just good overall general health is going to be your best bet. 888-283-7272. All these little truths that we hear that we think are ridiculous. You know, you are what you think about. It's true. Whatever you think about all day long is what you will become. And you will become in the next 5 years the books that you read and the people you hang out with. That's who you will be. So watch who you hang out with. Watch the books you read, because that is going to determine the kind of person you're going to be. If you don't like who you are, change who you hang out with. Change the items that you read. You'll change who you are. Change the way you think. You will change the way you live. It's a natural flow of life. It's true. But you have to be very intentional about it. It's interesting how life changes. You know, the paycheck can be dangerous. Payday can be life-threatening, according to a new study. And a U.S. researcher looked at four major demographic groups: the military personnel, people receiving tax rebate checks, seniors on Social Security, and recipients of the permanent fund dividends, such as in Alaska. The largest increases occurred deaths by substance abuse, external causes, and heart attacks. After getting paid, people are just more active. They go out to dinner, head to the store, drive more, etc. Some of the behavior can naturally increase the risk for heart attacks. So watch out for payday. You never know what can happen.
Hi, this is America's Lifestyle Coach. You've heard about essential oils and the importance of using them every single day. Check out what actual customers have to say.
My name is Jenny Green, and after major surgery, I contracted C. diff, which is a super bacteria. It almost killed me, but I got real serious about it. And after 10 days in the hospital, the vancomycin and all of the prescriptions that the doctors had me on weren't working, and they told me that I needed to prepare to maybe not be around anymore. And it was that night that I called my aromatherapist, who brought in a couple little bottles of essential oils. And those oils saved my life. And it's just wonderful and empowering to know that I have these wonderful, pure things that can help with our health care and not always have to turn to doctors.
Interested in essential oils? Find out for yourself. Check out thechildsolution.com. That's thechildsolution.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Healthy Talk Radio online at healthcoachradio.com. Call call now, 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. If you haven't signed up for Facebook or Twitter, you ought to do that. Stay in touch with everything we have going on, and it's a great way to stay in touch during the day. If you have questions about your health and need to reach out to us, we'll be able to get answers to you that way as well. Plus, it's great to be a part of the discussion that we have each and every day. Let's go and kick it off with Lori. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Doing well, darling.
I have a couple of questions. One of them is regarding tachycardia. My uncle is in his 60s, and apparently he's been to a cardiologist over the last few months, and when I talked to him last, he said that all of his tests are coming back negative. Tachycardia seems to be occurring mostly at night, and from the information I got, he said his heart rate's 160 to 200, and it lasts for a few hours.
Okay. It's been going on for how long?
You know, I think for several months. I know he has a history of being a type 2 diabetic, and I believe he also has some hypertension and is taking some medicine for that.
All right. Okay. Well, it's one of those issues where, you know, if I knew all of the pieces of the puzzle, it would be helpful. Do you know if they checked his thyroid out?
I don't know about that.
Yeah. That's one big cause that can cause tachycardia, especially if EKG tends to be normal for the most part. And then if all the other tests are normal and they're by scratching their head, I'm assuming they checked his thyroid. They did. The other one is it happens when he lays down at night. That's when it kicks in.
He said the evening, the evening time is when he notices it. Yep.
Does he, what is his age, 60?
He's over 60.
Over 60. And is this, how's his stress levels been in the last 6 months?
I don't think it's changed. He's been retired for several years, so he has kind of a cush lifestyle as far as, like, not having to work and things like that.
But what did he do before?
I believe he worked for the airlines. He was some sort of mechanic.
Did he enjoy what he did?
Oh, yeah, I think he did. But I think he did have a high-stress life at that time.
Yeah, but did he enjoy the work? Like, was it something he complained about, or was he excited about it? He enjoyed what he did.
I believe he enjoyed it because he retired from that job. That's the only job he did.
Okay. You know, something that happens to guys, I mean, again, this could be, there's three sides to our health. There's the mental side, which is our mind, our emotions, the subconscious mind. You have the chemical side, which is, it can be nutritional deficiencies, it can be toxicity. There's a lot of issues that can be on the chemical side of things and the structural side, bones, muscles, nerves. So you've got all three sides to our health. It's kind of a complete picture. And we always want to look at the chemical side. What's breaking down? What body part's not working right? Is there a deficiency? What supplement do you take? But the reality is, in this kind of situation, it can be a couple of things. Now, typically when, if, let's say all the tests are clear, they're all normal, and everybody's scratching their head, okay? Let's just say for the sake of the story, and that's kind of what's happened, but let's say that's exactly what's going on, all right? Well, in that kind of situation, you've got to start thinking, okay, what else in the body could make the heart go tachycardic, could make the heart rate go up? Well, one of the big things is that when you change the position, going from standing up to lying down, and the heart rate increases, it usually is a determination of adrenal fatigue. The adrenals are your adrenal glands or the body's stress glands. They sit on top of the kidneys. And when they get worn out, they can get worn out by a multitude of ways. They can get worn out just by stress, emotional stress, physical stress, whatever it might be. There's a lot of different stressors that can typically do that, can wear them out. And when he goes from standing up to lying down, if his heart rate goes up, all the other tests are negative, it could be adrenal fatigue. Now, you're thinking, well, why? How is that even possible? When the guy's got a cush lifestyle, he's retired, and he's just hanging out. Well, here's the deal. Unfortunately, men derive a lot of who they are by the work that they do. And that's great if he did this job for 30 years, but now he's retired, and financially he's okay, but mentally he might not be okay. Because although it's nice to take a break for a little while if you've been busting your can, at the end of the day, a man wants to feel like he has purpose, especially if he's a hard worker, if he's got good work ethic. I mean, there's some guys that are just lazy and they don't want to do anything. I don't know what to do with all that. I don't even understand that mindset. I have a hard time with that. But then there's guys that get up and they just run hard all day, and they've just got an intense drive to make a difference and to have an impact in life, regardless of what that is for them. Whatever their gifts and talents and abilities are, they want to do their best. And they want to serve, and they want to leave a legacy of something of themselves here on this earth when they leave, to their kids and their grandkids. And I think that when a man retires, something happens. And it's kind of like you work hard and, you know, then all of a sudden you retire and you're like, is this all there is? I'm just going to like fade out. And the stress of that could be causing some of these issues. And they could be subconscious. He could probably tell you, I'm fine. I don't know what's going on. He's probably, you know, if he's got that kind of mentality. But the reality is, you know, that a lot of men go through this. And that could be his body's way of adapting or, you know, trying to cope with the stress of not working and not being at the pace that he used to be at. So it's something to consider for sure. And I mean, I wouldn't even ask him those questions, you know, without him getting defensive, and actually see if you can dig in there a little bit, see if you can figure out exactly what's going on, and kind of, you know, find that place where he's at. And again, adrenal fatigue, if it is in that category, and it could be adrenal fatigue driven by the emotions, and if it is, there's a lot of things supplementally you can do, from, you know, eating better. You avoid red meat, red wine, processed foods. That can increase and strengthen the adrenal glands. Salt intake, provided he doesn't have high blood pressure, can actually really help rebuild the adrenals. People that crave salt are in adrenal fatigue for the most part. And, you know, there's several supplements. Phosphatidylserine, green tea. There's a lot of great healthy foods that can rebuild the adrenals. Vitamin B5, vitamin C. There's a lot of great things you can look into. But at the end of the day, I think you have to get to the root of what's going on. See, when all the medical tests say negative, that's when the common sense meter needs to kick in. And you need to start looking at some of the mental type of issues. Tackle those and watch what happens.
Are you over 40 and worried about your blood pressure? Heart Factors Plus can help by boosting your own body's nitric oxide levels. Heart Factors Plus worked for tens of thousands of men and women. Here's what they had to say. Dennis from New Jersey writes, I've been taking Heart Factors Plus for a while now. It definitely helped with my blood pressure. I am very pleased with this product and recommend it without reservation. Suzanne from Maryland writes, after hearing about Heart Factors Plus on the radio, I ordered some for my husband. His blood pressure is great, plus he doesn't have any side effects. He's on his fourth month now. Boosting nitric oxide levels directly affects your blood pressure. It also keeps your arteries clean and strong. Better circulation and blood flow also boosts libido and sexual function. Call 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619. To try Heart Factors Plus absolutely risk-free, call now and get a free bottle with your order. Call 800-543-6619. That's 800-543-6619, 800-543-6619.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig is. manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaSig a long time ago. LaSig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com, that's freezedryguy.com, to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss!
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain, normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We've got questions. We've got answers. We want to help you any way that you need help. And so remember that. And if you've got friends, you've got family members, you've got coworkers, you've got loved ones, and you want to empower their health, you want to figure out a way to be able to take them from where they are to where they need to be, then send me an email. You want me to make it part of the show? I will. If you want me to answer it in private, we will. Whatever we need to do to help you be a better you so that you can be better for others, to help them. That's what this is all about. It's about people helping others, and you don't have to be a doctor to help others. You just need the information and the care and the concern to be able to provide that information and empower them. That's what it's about. All right, mammograms, big topic. And so many people, they wonder, well, they cause more harm than really the benefit for the screenings and doctors, do they overdo them? Well, there's a study out, and again, it's one of the longest running breast cancer screening studies. And breast cancer obviously is one of the top leading health challenges that we have among women. And they did a breast cancer screening study. It's the largest one ever conducted. Regular mammograms prevent deaths from breast cancer, and the number of lives saved increased over time. An international research team said on Tuesday, the study of 130,000 women in two communities in Sweden showed a 30% fewer women in the screening group died of breast cancer, and this effect persisted year after year. So now, 29 years after the study began, the researchers found that the number of women saved from breast cancer goes up with each year of screening. And we found that the longer we look, the more lives are saved. Professor Stephen Duffy, the Queen Mary University of London, whose study was published in the Journal of Radiology, said in a statement, he said that Elizabeth Breast Care Center in Rochester, New York, there was a Dr. Dotantis, and he was not involved in the study, but the radiologists were, and they concurred with the Swedish study, saying that it's even more benefit than we understood in the beginning. So what do you need to do? Well, here's the deal. With mammograms, obviously you need to have them. I think so. And there's a lot of natural guys out there and gals that will, they're probably just saying, you've got to be crazy. But I've seen too much. I've worked with physicians that do this for a living. I've seen the results. Do I think they're overdone at times? Yes. Do I think breast thermography can be beneficial? There's some controversy on that. There's some challenging research on it. Can they be good? Yes. Can they be invalid and have you looking at things that aren't even cancer? Yes. But so can mammograms. So the mammogram is the standard right now, and that's what, you know, obviously the gold standard for screening purposes. And thermography, if you're wanting more of a natural alternative approach, you can go that route, no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, I mean, breast cancer is nothing to play around with, and early detection, just like anything else, is the key, and they are catching it early. It is amazing. I have worked with some of the breast centers in the country and seen how their team works in the team approach, from the radiologist to the oncologist to the breast surgeons, and it is phenomenal how it works, and it's saving lives. And so I am a fan of the screenings, and I don't think it's wasted. I'm a fan of testing. And people say, well, what about the radiation, and what about, you know, causing cancer, and what about the biopsies? And that's a whole different animal. There's different ways to biopsy, and there's different ways of doing that. And, you know, again, that comes down to personal decision and personal choice. So one oncologist will say cancer cells don't spread. Another one says we don't really know. So it just depends on who you're talking with and how adamant they are about the studies that they've read and the studies they've been a part of. So, again, it is personal decision, personal choice. But just know that they've done pretty big study in Sweden, and it definitely brought larger percentages. I know that there are some docs that don't agree with that. I'm kind of in the middle on that because I've seen research for both. But in this one, it shows strong percentages toward what's leading to catching it early, which is a big, big key. 888-283-7272. Let's go to Clarence. Hi, Clarence.
Yes, how you doing, Doc?
Living well. What's up?
I have a question about eczema.
Okay.
Okay. It didn't come on to me late on in life, you know, after I turned 35. And I've just spent a tour in Iraq. Came back when I was over there, everything was fine, you know, but I came back to the States in Savannah, Georgia, and it seems like my skin is dry, even though it's in a humid atmosphere, but I'm trying to find out if there's something you can take internally to reduce the inflammation or the dryness, because after you take a shower or so, maybe about 3 minutes later, you're really dry. I put some emollients on. And, you know, it's like absorbs it like a sponge. And then, you know, I'm like dry again. And, you know, the flaking and what have you.
Can be quite a bit. Yeah, well, skin conditions are always inside out, not outside in. So to be concerned about what you're putting on the outside of your skin, there's nothing wrong with taking care of your skin that way. You have to look at what's not happening on the inside that's causing it to be so dry, and that's also causing it maybe to have, you know, some more of the eczema type symptoms to it. So what have you changed? So you've just gotten back from a tour. By the way, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
I mean that, too. I just talked with a guy today who is my neighbor, and he's very bitter, and he toured Vietnam twice.
Uh-huh.
And just a great, great man in the Navy. And he's an older guy, and he just sits around. I'll sit with him, and he just tells story after story, but he's real bitter. And he just feels like no one cared. You know, back in that time, it's when they were burning flags, and there's a lot of negative going on, and it just really breaks my heart. And I was just really challenging him. I was like, you know, not everybody feels that way. I mean, there's
right.
people like me. I wasn't even born during that. I was barely born when that was going on. And, you know, I'm grateful. So I never come across, whether it's an airplane, airport, wherever I am, somebody that served that I don't say thank you, because it means the world to me and my family. So the bottom line is for your health is this. Make sure when you've got skin conditions that you're taking some kind of omega-3 fatty acid. Okay, like a cod liver oil is one of the best fish oils you can take. And you don't want to do the gel caps because it takes like 14 gel caps to get one tablespoon. So you'll be taking a bunch of those, and the quality is not that good. So the oil itself will make a big difference. If you take a couple tablespoons a day of that for about a month, you'll notice a big difference with your skin. Big difference. I mean, night and day. It'll happen in 3 or 4 days. And that's typically what's on the bottle as far as directions go for adults. A tablespoon a day is pretty normal. But if you're having a lot of symptoms, then, you know, the fish oil is pretty resilient. It's got vitamin A and vitamin D in it. But, again, you'd have to take a ton for you to, you know, take too much of it, so to speak. Now, real quick, are you allergic to anything?
No, not that. Well, I'm allergic to quite a few. It's like 88, I think, different grasses and what have you, because I went to an allergist in Savannah, and he just punched my back with so many different things. And he said, I have no food allergies. I turned around, my back just flared up. I was like, what is that? Then dust mites was also, he said.
Yeah.
But my back was just like lit up. And I was like, oh, my goodness. Come on, man. Give me something for this.
Do you eat a lot of dairy products?
Like
milk, yogurt, cheese?
Well, not much. I kind of thought that at one time I would eat bran cereal. I thought I'd get carried away sometimes in Cheerios. And I would think, hey, it would cross my mind. Hey, maybe you think you had too much milk, you know, two bowls of cereal, what have you, now in the morning running, getting out of, you know, to exercise and all.
Right.
But I that may have affected me at one time. It crossed my mind about the dairy product.
Well, the dairy products like milk, cheese, and yogurt, and then also any kind of flour-based foods like bread, pasta, cereal, crackers, those sorts of things. When you have a skin condition, gluten, which is a protein that's found in all the grains, like the bran cereal that you're talking about, the gluten that is in there can flare up and cause skin reactions like you're experiencing. It can cause dryness. It can cause itching. It can cause little bumps to form like dermatitis. So a lot of times eliminating certain foods can make a big difference in the way that our body reacts in certain ways. So it could be a deficiency, or it could be a food allergy, or it could be some type of food sensitivity that you're having that could be causing some of these issues. So 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Let's go now to Aaron. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, how are you doing tonight?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Okay, well, I've got a huge panel of symptoms that I'm hoping that you can help put all together for me. And
okay.
So we'll just, I guess, tackle one by one. I went through a divorce about 2 years ago.
Okay.
3 months after he left, I stopped having periods. Okay, I'm 36.
Okay.
So I was 34 at the time. And then other symptoms that I've been experiencing, just general fatigue. I'm just not my energetic, peppy self. I'm usually pretty peppy. And I was getting these little open sores just inside of my nostrils. They would flare up, and then they'd go away, and then another one would come, and they just keep coming and going.
Okay.
As far as the fatigue, you just feel almost like a 900-pound weight behind you, and you're just dragging it through the day.
And you just can't get it off of you. I understand. Let's do this. We got to go into a commercial break. So hang tight, Aaron. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all these symptoms that are making you feel fatigued and what we can do to tackle it. Hey, folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her. Literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Six, safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
And now, an important sponsored message for men only from GetEDSolutions.com. Men who were formerly taking ED medication are now reporting that a secret underground video has restored their male performance better than pills. These men say this secret underground video is bringing back the male performance and sensation they've been missing for years, and it's working better than pills.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks and am already seeing great results.
The owner of this video has reported the overwhelming bandwidth costs may necessitate his taking this video down. Don't miss watching this urgent video on fixing male performance while it's still up at GetEDSolutions.com. There may only be hours left, so watch now at GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Check out the show 24/7 at healthcoachradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272.
Welcome back to the show. Lines are open, 888-283-7272, or you can check us out on the web. Going to the break, talking with Aaron. Aaron's been going through some challenges, as we like to say. Divorced, also going through extreme fatigue, even had open sores in your nostrils, and stopped having periods for a period of time. You're only 36 years young, right? So you've got a lot going on, and we need to kind of connect the dots. So why don't you keep going from where you left off.
Okay. Also, struggle a lot with severe constipation, but that's been an issue from what my mom said the day I was born. And I found some supplements that help so that I can get somewhat regular, but it's not real consistent results. And, of course, I'm having trouble sleeping every now and again. And obviously, the days that I don't get to sleep, I feel worse. And there's that 900-pound weight again. So there's a pretty good panel of symptoms there. As far as what I'm doing to help myself, I've taken a lot of supplements to try to help the mood and the irritability that kind of comes with the fatigue. And I've, you know, obviously I'm a multivitamin. I do take the foundational four, plus I've added some other things. I thought maybe I was anemic, so I added iron. And most everything I take is food supplements.
Okay. Well, have you had tests done? Have you had blood work done? Have they checked your thyroid? Have they checked? I mean, what have they checked, or have they not checked? Where did things land, say, with your visits to your doctor?
Okay. When I stopped having periods, I went to get my gynecologist to figure out what's going on. She put me on a round of testosterone, a 10-day course, and that didn't do anything. So then I went back and I got a blood test.
Everything was normal, meaning she checked all your hormones, estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, she checked iron, she checked B12, she checked everything.
As far as I know, I don't know specifically what she checked because I just told her what was going on and then she ordered the test from there, and I don't know specifically what she ordered.
Okay, but she just said, everything looks normal, I have no idea.
Right.
Kind of.
And then I went to another gynecologist, and I got the same thing, normal test results, and said that it was probably just stress-related. Hmm. But now this is going on, you know, almost 3 years later.
You got divorced when?
I got divorced. The divorce was final 2 years ago. He left 6 months before that, so 2.5 years. He was gone.
She started feeling bad 3 years ago, right?
Yeah. Well, and a little bit before that, and I'd say that was probably due to stress because of...
You knew things were falling apart?
Yeah, I recognized my marriage was falling apart and started feeling bad at that point, I think.
Yeah. Do you have kids?
No, no children.
No kids. No. You know, divorce is just, it's brutal. It's one of the toughest things for anybody to go through, and... the emotional stress that it puts on someone, even at the subconscious level, where you don't even know it. I mean, you can't even recognize what it's doing to you.
Right.
It's pretty substantial. I mean, I would say if you feel like there's a 900-pound weight on you, and you feel like that, I mean, the whole constipation thing, we can deal with that. But if you feel fatigued all the time, Have you done any antidepressants? Have you gone that route with your doctors at all?
I did years ago, and then I just got off of them because I had done some research and reading and side effects, and then I just decided it wasn't the best choice for me.
So. Which one did you take?
I was on Wellbutrin.
Okay.
And before that, they had put me on Lexapro, Prozac. I tried a couple different ones at once. very effective.
Which one was the most effective?
The Wellbutrin.
Okay. So your dopamine was low. That's what Wellbutrin does. It works on dopamine. Okay. That's good. That's really good information, by the way. All right. Here's the deal. If you're feeling like you've got all this weight on you, you're constipated, your energy levels are low, definitely is brain chemistry. Okay. But it could be thyroid. It could be thyroid being in an autoimmune state. That's a possibility. So no one's checked that. I would ask them to check TPO. Just remember those three letters. TPO. And you have your doctor check that. That's a hidden underlying chronic fatigue factor that sometimes is overlooked. A lot of docs won't look for it. And so that's a real key. I would look for anemias. I would look for a vitamin D deficiency. That's a big one. Have you had that checked, vitamin D?
I don't, like I said, I don't know if she checked it, but I do take vitamin D supplement every day.
Yeah, I would get that checked because if it's low, and see, the low end of the range is about 30. And so you always want the numbers to be between about 70 and 90 on a blood test. That's the key for vitamin D, and it really plays a big role in brain chemistry. Have you done anything, just curious, have you done anything to get past the divorce?
Yes, I've been in biblical counseling for the past year.
Okay.
And before that, I was doing just a lot of kind of reading in Christian books based on, you know, based on the Bible to try to counsel myself. And then I started talking to somebody.
I think that's awesome. And I think that is going to be a big road to healing for you because it really is one of the greatest challenges to walk through. So let me throw some things at you. Do some research on this, okay? Brain chemistry, neurotransmitters, that's the link. And dopamine sounds like it's the one. I agree with you not wanting to be on the medications for a long period of time. I totally get that. Dopamine, though, here's some real good foods that can help with dopamine. There's good research behind it. Meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate. Those foods right there, meat, fish, eggs, cheese, and chocolate, very good. Caffeine lowers dopamine, so you want to make sure you consider staying away from foods high in caffeine or drinks as well. And glutathione, tyrosine, vitamin B6, and N-acetylcysteine are all very good, too, at supporting healthy dopamine levels. So I hope that helps. Stay in touch. You can always send me an email. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
Hey folks, you've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better in some prescription medicines.
While I do take it for myself, I actually discovered its wonderful power because I gave a bottle to my mother, and it transformed her life in less than 48 hours. She goes, honey, for the last 3 months, when I wake up in the morning, I can't even lift my arms above my head. And I shipped it up to her, literally, I air expressed it up to her. So within 48 hours, she was back out in the garden again, getting up in the morning.
If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4166. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.